Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. How may I help you?
Hey, Julian. This is Dylan with Mars Self Construction.
Oh, hey, Dylan. How are you? I was just typing an email out to you.
Gotcha. I figured back and forth. We had our baby 2 days ago, or our fourth. So.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Kind of tied up with it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the main thing with this, as far as max out, I just haven't really, I mean, it's obviously with nothing else left on it, I haven't used it. I mean, we have been in a position where we had one job that lost a little over $200,000. We had one of these big rains on a big 12-story building. The thing leaked all the way down to the 7th floor and had a part of the roof we had to redo because of a bad sub we had on the job. I mean, just, we had kind of one of those things happen.
Yeah, it happened.
And put us behind instead of getting into a scenario where we're claiming an insurance and have to change the name of the company, basically, and all that crap. So we just have, I mean, we paid for that scenario to get things, the ship righted with that. So that's kind of where we currently were at. I've got, I've got like 120 or 130 coming up available just for cash on the 1st of September is when we're supposed to get paid on that particular job that's freed up. So, I mean, okay, I'm not where I have to. I just want to prevent being in a scenario where I'm back against a wall and can't do anything. I've got, we've got a handful of jobs getting ready to start at all at once trying to switch into commercial.
Okay, so you have projects, you have a lot of probably upfront costs that you need to put up, and you don't have any operating, or you're kind of running low on operating cash flow.
It's going to time out with these jobs and having this money available that it wouldn't be necessary, but we're not wanting to stop, and I don't want to get maxed out of what I can build because I don't have cash flow. So
yes,
that's why we talked currently to the bank about potentially extending it to $300,000.
Okay.
But who
do you bank with?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Okay, what you just described to me is exactly the sort of situations that we can help you with. It would suck to have to turn down projects just because you can't cash flow them immediately. Obviously you're trying to grow your business, so you want to take on as many projects as you can. So you said you're getting paid on a project September 1st, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have projects that I imagine are starting between now and then that you need to cash flow?
Well, now and then is 2 weeks. We've got stuff really scheduled up just to write till after that.
Okay.
So, I'm fine for the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to be in a situation where I can't.
Okay. Okay.
And then, realistically, probably going to collect a little over $200,000.
In
right around the first part of September.
Okay.
So just as business goes, I mean, you get bills due for labor material, just kind of the way things go.
Yeah.
I'm really okay with cash flowing myself currently, just we're kind of stalled a little bit with that job, and it's a good opportunity to be moving forward, but I just feel like it's a little slower than what potentially it could be.
Okay. How long have you been in business for?
August of 2008 was when we originally, for this tax ID number. Before that, my brother actually was the one. But August of 2008 would be.
Okay, cool. And then what about the original business? When did that one start?
2005.
2005. Okay, man. So 2008. So that happened right around the recession, too.
We're able to get through that. I mean, we do a lot of traveling with these storms, roofing, mainly just roofing restoration stuff.
Okay, so you guys specialize in roofing, but you do other stuff too, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, large focus, probably 90%, is going to be on roofing.
Okay, nice. Let me see. What did you guys do in sales last year, roughly?
2. I mean, we've been kind of a range of the 2.2 million range. It's kind of the last probably 3-4 years.
Okay. And what are you guys on track to doing this year? Are you on track to beating that, or are you kind of like around the same?
I mean, honestly, shoot, we were at 1.3 at the end of March, and then just hit that job and stalled out. I mean, I really think with what we've got now, we're probably going to be right around 3. If things go well, maybe a little plus, but realistically, shooting for around 3.
Okay, awesome. So three million is your goal.
Yeah, I'd like to get realistically around 5 million over the next 2 years to get to that point. I don't want to get over my head too quick. Yeah. I just don't want to hire on a bunch more people. I just want to get a little more efficient with what we're doing.
Okay, awesome. So you just want to get a better grasp of what you guys have going on right now. But sounds like you're pretty ambitious with your growth plans, which is awesome. Yeah, just don't turn down any of those projects, man. If you want to keep growing, make sure you do whatever you need to do to keep growing. Okay, so you've been in business in 2008, did around 2.2 million last year. Have you heard of working capital? Are you familiar with working capital financing?
I mean, I get calls from stuff like this all the time.
Okay, gotcha.
There's stuff in the mail. I mean, I'm familiar with the concept.
Okay, cool. Well, we have lines of credit and also working capital. The way that working capital works is it's short term and it's a fixed payback. So you know exactly what you're borrowing, you know exactly what you're paying back. It's fixed interest. It's very easy to calculate. It's not an APR where you're making payments and interest.
I'm really not interested in something like that because, I mean, I really, for the most part, would try to function on my own cash flow. This is more a safety net type scenario. I don't
like a backup.
I mean, I would prefer. Yeah, I mean, with this one, I would not have a balance, typically.
Yeah, okay. And
and just run and kind of dip into it to not overextend temporarily. But I don't want to maintain a balance. I don't want to pay interest on money that I'm not needing.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. I'm 100% with you there. How would you rate your credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it kind of in the middle?
I mean, personal is like 776 or something like that. It was a recent score.
Oh, very nice.
That I'd seen. I mean, so decent, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely above average. Well, it sounds like you're in a good position. You have good credit. You've been in business for a while. Your sales are strong. You're in a good industry too. I think you'd qualify for some of our better programs. If you wanted to apply, I can just give you the rundown of how it goes. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements just to make sure that we see that you're getting cash flow and that you'd be able to make payments if you do have to take out a significant amount. And then we look at your previous year's tax return just to make sure that you're a legit business and to verify your time in business and stuff like that. And then we can have you funded, or we can have the offer for you, by next week. Today's Friday. Yeah, it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to get the approval for you. Just so you know what you have available. And of course, there's no obligations or anything like that. So if you decide it's not something that you want to do, or you'd rather take the offer from your bank, there's, like I said, there's no strings attached or anything like that. So I'd be happy to send you the application info if you wanted to apply. And then I could submit it by the end of the day and then probably have an answer for you by Monday or Tuesday.
I mean, I'm not in that big of a hurry
okay.
to need it. I mean, I'm getting ready to be pretty good cash position where, I mean, literally the AP is like 20 grand right now. We owe nothing anywhere.
Okay.
Outside of that line of credit. So, I mean, I'm in a position where I am in pretty good shape currently.
You're just planning ahead.
And if it's something that's realistically that quick to turn around, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to wait till the second I need money, but just being honest with you, I mean, I've got, like I said, a brand new baby. I've got 3 other boys that I'm pretty much babysitting. And I mean, I've currently got them in the car and headed to a couple of meetings. So I'm not going to have the time to go add that to the list right now. But I mean, you can send that over. I would get it filled out realistically, maybe, you know, sometime next week, and then can stay followed up that way just to see if it's going to work out. I mean, with having stuff already set up with the bank, I thought that your message had said you guys do this through U.S. Bank. Is that
No, yeah, we operate within the same network as U.S. Bank, meaning we have a lot of the same customers, and we basically market to like the same customers that U.S. Bank has. We're not like affiliated with U.S. Bank or anything like that. But your financing history with U.S. Bank prompted that the pre-approved offer. We kind of do a little bit of research on businesses that we think might be a good match, and your name popped up. So that's kind of like how I was able to reach out to you. If you're not looking to it's not something that you immediately need, it sounds like. So I can move at whatever pace is comfortable for you. I can just send you the application info, and if you wanted to shoot it back to me sometime next week, I can get you an answer with numbers and can see if it's something that you guys want to do, or you know, if not, the offer will stand for some amount of time. So
all right. Yeah, you can send that over, and then I'll look at it a little more in detail.
All right, Dylan, go ahead.
Just if you can jot down a few of what potential scenarios are that you're talking. I mean, I've given you a pretty rough overview. I understand you can't give me something that's locked in any way, shape, form, or fashion, but I'd mm-hmm. like to have an idea before I waste either one of our time moving forward if it's something that is realistic that I'm going to be interested in. So if you can chart out a couple of potential options with what I've explained to you is going to be a good fit for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you right now, we have promotional lines of credit that do start at 0%. So just to kind of, I mean, it obviously goes up from there, and it depends like on what you can qualify for. We do have promos that start at zero for like the first 6 months or different things like that. So, I'll send you the application info and maybe follow up with you like midweek if I don't hear back, just to check in. Does that sound okay?
Probably more towards the end of the week. I mean, we've got 2 or 3 pre-construction meetings scheduled next week, and we've also got like 5 or 6 different jobs to turn in next week. So, I mean, we've got quite a bit going on right now, and I mean, you can call me. I just am realistically not going to have an answer. Probably the best case scenario is going to be towards the end of the week.
No problem, Dylan. I know how it is, man. You're running a business. You got a lot to take care of, and you got 4 little ones. So I don't blame you at all. You got a lot on your plate. But hey, that's a good problem to have, man. You got a family. You got a business. You guys are busy. You're blessed, you know?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. We've been off the porch. Good Lord, looking out. So.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you calling back, following up with it. I'll look for that email, and then we'll be in touch with you or wait to hear from you toward the end of the week next week.
All right, Dylan, it was my pleasure, man. We'll talk very soon. I'll send you an email and hope maybe hear back next week at some point.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, Dylan. Bye-bye.
You too.